Here we go, a very short 2-minute Torah, Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah. Pasuk says at the end of the day that Yosef's brothers came, they bowed down to him, and Yosef pretended like he didn't recognize them. And the Kedushah Slave wants to know, what does the Lashon of Yisnaker Aleihem? What's the Lashon of Yisnaker Aleihem that he deflected, that he didn't think, like he didn't recognize them? It seems to be a little extra. Vayakirim, just say Vayakirim, what's Vayisnaker Aleihem? What's the double Lashon of Vayakirim, Vayisnaker Aleihem? Says the Kedushah Slave, beautiful you saw. Yosef Atzadik knew, and he saw that when the brothers bowed down to him, that the Cholom came true, that his dream came true. But he didn't point it in their face. He didn't say, nah, 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 kush, kush, look. Look what happened. I was right. Vayisnaker aleihem means, shelo yelehem agmas nefesh of asar al shehu netzach osam. The fact is that Yosef beat them, and that Yosef was correct, that they were going to bow down to him. At the end of the day, he didn't put it in their face. And Mimi says, Kedushas Levi, that's why Yosef never tells Yaakov that he was still alive. Look at the Ramban in Perek Mem Beis. He says that Yosef at the end of the day didn't want to bring tzar to his brothers or tzar to his father, that they would bow down to him. At the end of the day, he wanted to see that Yosef the message is that Yosef didn't want to show the tzar, that even though his dream came true, he didn't want to do it at the expense of anyone else. So he pretended like he didn't know them. And this is actually Yosef later on in the Parsha as well, when finally Binyamin makes the trip to Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Vayishakrimo." Rashi says that from the time that they sold Yosef, they didn't have yain until this time. And says the sefer Kavchein, "Why dafka now? Did they have wine?" Yosef Atzadik brought out the wine because he saw that as soon as Yosef gave Binyamin these extra five sets of stuff, and he gave Binyamin a little more chashivas, the brothers didn't have kina. The brothers didn't have jealousy. The fact is that he saw it was a tikkun of Mechiras Yosef. It was a tikkun of the achdus that they lacked earlier in Parshas Vayeshev when they were in their mekana for him. So I think obviously the message is that in our lives, whenever things go well in our lives, to make sure that we don't put it in other people's faces. But number two, to be sensitive and caring. The more sensitive and caring you are, the more we will be like Yosef Atzadik and Bez Hashem being metake in the chait of Mechiras Yosef. And how important it is that this Shabbos Chanukah is a time of tremendous achdus, especially the fifth day of Chanukah. The fifth day of Chanukah, the Lavitch Rebbe said, can never fall on Shabbos. And you might think that it's not as holy, but Davka, the fifth night of Chanukah, is the holiest. Even to Jews who might think that, they can never come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, just end up with the Maisa. Erev Shabbos Chanukah, the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim was preparing his menorah. Before lighting it, he went to his grandfather's home, the Yisod Avoda, to watch him light. When the Divrei Shmuel came back to his apartment, he saw that someone already lit the menorah that he prepared. The Divrei Shmuel was Yosef HaTzadik. He had midos, he had sensitivity, he had the achdus. He calmly sought another menorah and only lit one candle. He wanted to do the mitzvah in the best way, but he didn't have 6 or 7 candles. He only had one candle. And he didn't see, who lit my menorah, this or that. He acted like Yosef HaTzadik with sensitivity, with care and kindness. And I believe that is the message, specifically Erev Shabbos Chanukah, to be able to make sure that we are so careful with our midos, especially before Shabbos, going to Shabbos in such a holy, holy way. Be'ez Hashem, be zochah to take these messages of the Kedushas Levi, the Seder Kavchein, and the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. Good Shabbos, and Frelech HaChanukah.